Today, my guest will be Sammy Kaye, the maestro of swing and sway. And speaking about swinging, Sammy swings a golf club almost as well as he does a baton. We'll chat with Sammy about his game right after we hear this important message. When did you become a golf enthusiast?
I used to caddy when I was a kid, Jack.
Uh-huh.
And I liked it at that time. That was, you know, when I was 14, 15 years old. And I think that I was fortunate in that I developed a caddy swing. I think if you can begin that early to swing a golf stick, well, I think it helps a lot. But then for many years, I played very seldom because when you work on a career, as you well know, you try to work pretty hard. So I played very little golf until about the last 10 years. Then I've started to play a little more and sort of try to work on my game.
A little more. What's your handicap?
I have 11 handicap.
11 handicap. Yeah. That's the kind of game that you can go out and you can join in any group and enjoy yourself.
I call it respectable golf. That's respectable. Sometimes you look like a pro. You know, you can birdie a hole or something, and then, of course, you can take your sevens, eights, and nines, and so forth.
When I do.
What is your handicap, Jack?
I don't really know. I think that I'm probably about a 7, mm-hmm. 6. I've been hitting the ball exceptionally well. What about, let's go to your game now. I talk too much here, and I'd like to find out more. What do you find is the best part of your game?
Well, I'll tell you, the worst part of it is my chipping. Boy,
uh-huh.
I'll tell you, from 50 yards out, right to the to 3 feet off the green, I am terrible.
Is that right?
Oh, I would rather be in the trap than behind it, because I'll chip right into the trap. I just don't know that shot. The only way I can, when I play real well, I use my sand wedge and play it as a wedge shot. You see, if I'm behind a trap, and I'll slap it, you see, like I would out of a sand. And I can't tell exactly how close I'm going to get to the pin, but then I'll just get on the green, you see.
Let me ask you about putting. This is the thing that bothered me for a while. Do you break your wrist?
I do.
You break your wrist on the putting.
Uh-huh.
You know, I watch on television, these fellows have these 5-6-footers. They hit that ball and they seem to stop their putt.
Yeah, they don't go far. Well, there's a new theory among pros, it seems to me, that they use a very stiff arms, you know, no break, from, say, 6 feet in, say, so that it's just a sort of a punch shot. They just sort of punch it with it. There's none of this, what they say you should follow through with the putter and all that. On the longer putts, they do.
Have you tried that?
I have, but you really have to practice that. Of course, we don't practice. I don't know how much you practice. I don't practice
no,
much.
No, we don't have time.
No, we rush out there. Yeah. That's right, rush out there, and you're too late. You're late to get on the tee, you know. They're waiting for you, yelling and screaming. You tee off, you have a mulligan, and you know, away you go.
Sammy, this has been a lot of fun. I wish that you had more time so we could talk more about golf.
Enjoy it, Jack.
And that just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.